Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We ask the hard questions like, do the Drow have universal elf care?
No.
Okay.
That's it. That's the end of the question.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's no more questions.
They don't even have dental.
Not even dental.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, okay. Let's weigh out the pros and cons of this, like, possibility. On the one hand, Drow are evil, and they are nasty, and they love killing people. On the other hand, they also seem to be the kind of monsters that would be very finicky about definitely having elf care. Like,
I mean, you're,
I don't know.
I think that
they're very, like, they seem to be the kind of people who are, like, very interested in their own appearances.
I mean, yeah.
That's not what.
So dental they would probably have. Elf care is another question.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe it's a survival of fittest thing.
They have dental, at least.
Don't Drow have a boost in their charisma?
They definitely have very good dental. However, yeah. if you are poisoned, good luck.
Oh god, yeah, they're far too difficult.
There is no elf care, but they have dental. That's what we've established.
You have the right to die sexily.
If you're poisoned, yeah. Pay up.
You'll die, but you'll look hot doing it.
Yeah, you'll look that's fantastic. Fair.
With a real white smile. Anyway.
Yeah,
Jesus Christ.
I think I want to stop talking about Drow now, and I want to talk about other things that live in caves, like boggarts. Ritz, have you any fun boggart stories about maybe Kingmaker?
Oh, yeah, I have a really fun boggart story. One time I went to the bog, and there was a boggart, and I saw him, and he yelled at me.
Tell me the real boggart story.
Oh, Lord. Okay, fine. I hit a boggart with my car during the summer, and that's what
Okay, Ritz,
alright.
Tell me what happened last time. I swear to God, I'll kill you.
Oh, you can try. But last time on Real Housewives of OC, so we were in a bog, not a swamp, because fuck me, I guess, but, and three deliciously sour bog mummies came out of the bog, and, we fought them with I would describe it as ease, but not like with a ton of.
Yeah, it was a day, you know.
It was a day. It was a fight. No one died. No one got slapped on the ass by a mummy. And
damn shame.
It was pretty good. Yeah, I know. It was pretty sad. I was kind of hoping Iker would get like I don't know, tap on the back.
Anyway, continue.
Anyway. After that, we kind of set up camp and decided what we were doing. And we decided that we are going to Mbatu, which is the place where boggarts are. And,
all to appease your good friend Garum.
Yes, our good friend Garum, who deserves to not be banished and to get his revenge. Except, He deserves his revenge, unless he doesn't, which we don't know yet. We're gonna find out. That's... yeah. I'm trying to remember stuff. And I think that's about it. We came into... Oh, no. We saw... What's the thing that ran really
fast? A bog strider.
Yes, a bog strider. We ran into a bog strider on our way into Imbotu.
They were
and
nice.
Yeah.
Kekekt. He was a pretty sweet guy. He kind of alluded to the fact that lots of boggarts have been sent out lately to go to battle, but then weren't returning. So.
Yeah.
You know?
So, sus. So that's where we are right now. We're kind of still coming in and walking around, looking around.
You did try to make it a stealth mission, then immediately walk directly into a room full of boggarts who were squeezing frogs for their juice. And
which, why?
They freaked out when they saw Garum because they're like, oh shit, it's that guy who got banished for being extremely fucking violent.
Yeah, that's why I'm iffy.
I'm worried about that.
Garum is, in fairness, currently chanting how he hates them and he's gonna kill them, so.
Yeah.
Why don't we hop into that? Do we want to hop into
that? Sure.
Okay. Into character, everyone. Set the scene. You're in the boggard frog squeezing cave, apparently, or whatever. It is damp, musty. There is water up to your ankles. And Garum is currently croaking loudly as he says, "I hate them." And he's
Iker, after walking into the room, he like puts his hands over his eyes. He's like, "Oh God, were you squeezing frogs? Oh fuck!"
They are throwing frogs at you as well. We're gonna roll initiative because they're trying to kill you. Although they're probably not gonna do a super good job at that.
I sure hope not.
Especially since they're level 1 Trets.
Oh, no.
Just squeezing frogs.
Okay.
I got a 16.
35.
Oh, God.
Terrifying.
Alright, that's a 12 plus 18, so that's a 30, right?
Yes. Holy shit, yeah. So, first in the order is Casca. Casca, you stand in the Boggart Cave. These guys seem to be terrified that you're here and are about to pelt you with frogs, which really isn't going to do anything. Garum is wading through the water towards them, snarling. You can kind of feel them in the air because, you know, without your sense of sight, you don't really see what they're doing. But you can definitely hear the ribbing of frogs, the cold air of a cave, and you can also understand what they're saying thanks to comprehend languages. So my question is, what do you do?
She kind of... Okay, well, first she asks either Iker or Alden to turn her in the direction of the enemies.
Alden is like, this way. This way here.
Thank you.
There you go.
Also, do they really look like they want to kill us?
Oh, they're throwing frogs at us, Casca.
They want to, it looks like they want to kill you, but also they're so, so
bad at it.
So small.
They're really
like this. This would have been a threat to you vaguely when you're like first coming to the Stolelands. Right now, they're more of like gum at the bottom of your shoe.
Just put him to sleepy time.
I mean, that would be funny.
Honestly, yeah. I feel kind of bad just going up to these guys.
And killing them?
Who are throwing frogs at us. And
yeah,
just
sleepy time, nap time.
While you're discussing this calmly, they're still pelting frogs at you going, "Oh, get out of here! Go! Go away!"
He has his sword out and he's like,
"A frog?"
You know the thing where you're, where it's usually badass, where you're like dodging bullets with a sword, or like docking them with
you're
a
like
sword.
You'll cleave a frog in half and then like smash him into the ground or something.
He's just like,
and you're just having.
He's got it in front of him while he's trying to have this conversation.
He's just deflecting it off his sword.
He's like, "Stop."
Iker, meanwhile, is covered in frogs.
He's gonna die.
So, Casca, what do you do?
Well, she doesn't have a lot of spells that will just, like, freeze them up. She could probably just diplom or intimidate them into stopping.
You could try. Would you like to? What are you gonna do?
You know, it's great when your character has a +4 to charisma, but your intimidation... No, wait, that's deception. Diplomacy is +13. Intimidation's +15.
Oh my god.
She's a little bit scarier. Yeah. She's better at scaring people than talking to them, which makes sense considering who Casca is as a person.
Yeah.
She's an angry person sometimes. I mean, she'll probably just try to be gentle at first. We'll see how that goes.
First.
It doesn't go pretty well. I'm gonna use a hero point for that.
Uh-oh. Did some pony roll the bad thing?
I rolled a nat one.
Oh, no. Oh,
beans.
Uh-oh. That was not any better, my dice. That's a +2. So that's a 15 on the diplomacy check.
Okay, well.
Where's my carrying crown dice?
Okay, well, it fails. They kind of, like, ribbit crossly at you, and they're like, "No way, scary lady! We're gonna kill you with frogs!" And they continue trying to throw frogs at you.
Okay, intimidation it is. 31.
Okay, well, basically, what you did, Casca, was, you say something to the one at the front, and with a critical success, you absolutely scare the ever-loving shit out of this guy. Like, he is frightened too, which means he's gonna be fucking terrified. So what do you say? What do you say to this guy who's, like, pelting you with frogs?
Oh my god. I think after trying to be diplomatic about it, trying Iker and Alden's route of being nice, and they're still pelting her, she just had enough. I think she just kind of, like, rubs her temple just a little bit and just shouts, "You're gonna die in, like, 3 seconds if you don't fucking stop."
Yeah, that's fair.
You're gonna go... You have one action left. What do you do?
Well, Alden has an idea. And Casca feels really bad about just killing them. These very low-level threats.
The guilt.
Do you want to,
I shall delay my turn.
Okay, you're gonna give it to Alden. Alden, it is your turn. These boggards are fucking... They're fucking croaking, dude. They're fucking croaking.
We can speak to them, right?
Yes.
Alden pulls out the diplomat's badge, which is a sheriff's badge for her, actually.
So you pull out your fucking badge of, "I'm the sheriff of Kilcella."
Yeah, but you know what? It gives me a
badge of go to
jail. Yeah.
Yeah.
Alden's like, what if we didn't fight and you didn't die? Just a suggestion.
Do you want to roll diplomacy as well?
That's what I'm gonna do. Rolls a 13 plus 16.
Which one are you telling to stand down? The terrified one or the two who are...
One of the two that is still, like, pretty hostile.
Okay. This guy drops the frog he's holding, and he puts his hands over his head and says, "Don't kill me!" So... The current situation, Alden, is one frog crying in fear, one frog surrendering in terror, and one last frog who is still pelting frogs.
I don't know how to make that other guy stop. I want to, but I don't know how to do that.
Well,
I think Iker has an idea.
Does Iker have an idea?
Let's all go to sleep!
Alden,
Iker has an idea.
I'll give Alden one more move. I don't know if he can do this now, but it's just something I haven't used in a while. Can I use Intimidating Glare?
Oh yeah, Intimidating Glare, you can absolutely terrify someone without having to, like, you can do that, you can scare them with a demoralize, yeah.
Alden looks at the other one, and he just looks at him.
Okay, go for it.
If it doesn't work, it's that's a one. I rolled a one. Fuck!
That would in fact be a crit fail, yeah.
Well, Alden gives up, and he looks at Iker, and he's like, help.
You try scare him, and this fucking boggart apparently has, like, massive balls, because he glares back. He's like, and he throws another frog at you, and, like, you fucking slice it in half.
Alden, Alden catches it.
Well, you got two swords in your hands. How are you catching it?
With both swords.
Between the swords, chop like chopsticks.
Yes. Yeah. Duh.
The boggart looks momentarily impressed. It is the boggart's turns. These guys don't look like they're very good warriors. If anything, they just look like they're just guys. The one who has surrendered is just currently, like, backing into the back corner. But the other two who are... One that's terrified, one's less terrified, are still going to move. The terrified one, he starts to ribbit and sob. And it's a very scary sobbing, because it's kind of like... Kero, 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 kero. And you're like, ugh, scary. Romeo will save. Everyone.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's a nat 20, so.
Nice.
Jesus Christ.
31.
Okay.
35.
Yeah, all of you crit succeed. You're like, you look at each other, and you look back at this, and it's still crying. It's then going to attempt to pelt you with a frog.
All right.
He throws it at you, Casca, because you scared him real bad. Is a 22 to hit?
No.
It just falls on the floor and hops away. He's gonna do it again. He throws another frog.
That is a crit fail.
He stumbles forward and, like, bangs his chin on the floor. And he goes, ah! And he continues crying. The other one is still going to continue trying to throw frogs at you. This time at Alden. That's a 17, Dave.
A 17 to my hit?
Against your AC. It's not a hit. It's in fact, perhaps.
It's a crit fail, buddy.
He turns and looks at his basket to pull out another frog and realizes he's thrown all of them. It's empty. And he's like... So he's actually... What he's going to do is he suddenly... bits his tongue out at you.
He's a frog.
And his tongue comes up to you, Dave, and he rolls an 8.
Jesus Christ, that's a double crit fail. Like,
you cut his tongue off.
No!
No!
He doesn't cut it!
It's okay, they grow Jerry. Back. They grow back.
Alden would grab it.
He does go like, ah!
Of course he goes like that, his fucking tongue is off!
It's okay, you guys know that boggart, like, these guys are, you've dealt with boggarts before, you know now that boggarts' tongues regrow after a week, it's not a problem. So he's just going to, like, start croaking it again, but it doesn't matter because you're all immune to it because you made a crit success. Iker, it is your turn.
Yeah, Iker's gonna cast sleep.
And they all have to make a will save. I remind you that these are level 1 creatures.
Yeah, I know.
So that is a d20 plus 7. That's a 15.
That's actually a crit fail.
That is indeed a crit fail. They fall unconscious.
So they all fall unconscious for an hour.
Yay.
They go to sleepy time bed by.
All the frogs who are currently croaking loudly suddenly collapse and go.
Alden claps and he's like, yay, they're all not being annoying now.
Iker, do you have one last action? Are you going to do anything?
What would I do?
I don't know.
They're asleep for an hour.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're not doing anything?
No.
It's Garum's
no!
turn. Garum is going to walk over.
No! I take it back!
It's too late. No. He's walking over to one of them with a stick.
Alden's like, no!
he He holds the stick up in the air and shouts, "Bungard, die!"
Alden,
no,
brings it down.
No,
it's room.
I can't do anything here.
There's nothing you can do. That's a 20.
Terry, you fucking tricked me.
It's not a crit success. Oh wait, no, it is a crit success because it's
what
prone.
The fuck, Terry?
There's nothing you can do to stop him. He's a fucking maniac.
Derry! I can ask him very nicely to fucking stop!
He's not gonna listen. He does 22 damage to, oh my god, wait. So he brings the club down on one of the boggards, and smashes his head. Not killing him, but he's the poor guy's got like 2 HP left. And
you're so mad.
He's going to try again? He's going to try finish the job? He doesn't. Thank God. He brings the club down and misses, and he's croaking victoriously and throws a hand in the air and says, "Debt to the boggarts!"
You are a boggart!
"Debt to the shitty boggarts!"
You're also a shitty boggart!
Okay, it's Casca's turn, but like I think you're all probably going to try to stop him from killing these helpless creatures.
Yes.
What do you do? Because he's currently fucking croaking loudly. What do you say to him?
Have any spells to calm down at all? Because
I got sleep.
Are you gonna try to put Garim to sleep as well?
No. Let me find something else. Casca, continue on with whatever you're gonna do. Let me look through my... Iker pulls out his spells book.
She's just gonna try to talk to him, like, "Hey, buddy, remember when you wanted to rule over these boggarts? Remember when you wanted to be a leader of a village? Well, you can't be a leader of a village if
Show
your villagers
strength.
Are dead!
Show of strength!
It's not a show of strength. Oh my
Alden,
fucking god.
Alden says, "You know, I can and will arrest you, man."
"I am the new leader of the boggarts. No
oh,
one shall stop
child.
Me.
I mean, I can and
no
will.
One shall stop me." He turns to you guys and says, "What? This is what we're here for.
We're
right?
not here to
no,
kill random people."
"They're not random. They're... If they're here, they're in the shitty
They
Tarnak
were just
corner.
Squeezing frogs, dude!
To make poison for battle!
That doesn't mean that what?" Alden's like, "Stop
Still.
Trying to kill people who can't fight back."
"Why?"
"Because it's fucking wrong!
It's not right, dude."
"But fuck these guys, seriously."
"Then they can go to jail.
Then they could be in prison. Easily.
And not
dead." Do you want to try make a request check to this guy?
Yes.
Yes.
Please. Alden pulls out the badge and is like, "I'm serious, bro."
It's like, I have handcuffs with me. I take them everywhere. And not because I'm horny. That's 13 plus 16.
Yeah, fucking crit success. He sizes like... Fine.
Good.
He looks cranky. So you all stand now with a bunch of sleeping boggards. There's a cave, like there's a tunnel to the west of the cave, which seems to lead deeper in. It is submerged in water. Like it looks like it would probably come up to about waist height, which is a little claustrophobic. Isra looks at it and looks back at you, Casca, and he doesn't look happy because it's very tight.
Oh. Casca probably like tries to feel for Iker's arm and is like, can you put the other collar on him, the one that turns him into puppy?"
"Oh yeah, sure.
Thank you."
And he does that. He puts it on his head.
Isror's
head.
Yeah. Isror sizes down very quickly and is now almost immediately submerged in the water around your ankles. And he starts yipping. He's like, oh no, I'm
sorry. No, Iker picks him up.
You've got him. He's so puppy.
he holds him up like Simba and he's like, you're puppy.
Oh god, he's so puppy.
Garum turns and points down and says, we must continue this way if we wish to meet Seppoko.
Yeah. Alright.
Alright, yeah. Hold on.
He hands Casca puppy Isror.
Alden ties all three and of the boggards together. He's like, alright, I'm done. Let's go.
Tie their shoelaces.
Does that?
They don't have shoelaces. They're barefoot.
Put shoes on them and then tie their shoelaces.
Yeah, okay. Alden head down, bro.
What is your tactic right now? Because you are in exploration mode. How do you guys want to like go through these caves? Are you going to continue to try to be stealthy or?
I think so.
Stealthy is good, so yes.
I like stealth.
Everyone, you can roll a stealth check again to move very, very slowly through the caves.
21. Fuck.
14.
It's 21. Just the fuck up, man.
Wait a second, I have
a plus 15 and I got a 21.
Yeah, I rolled a 25.
Mm, yes.
Okay.
I rolled a 21.
Me too, 25.
Hey, twinsies.
Okay, so you got a average of 18 thanks to Garum being a piece of shit.
Thank you, Garum.
Oh my fucking god, why?
Garum is stomping and croaking.
I fucking carry him.
You guys all make your way through the very damp cave, and it's very uncomfortable.
Ew.
And as you are moving, you are sort of stealthing through the water. I think you're probably like only vaguely keeping your head above said water.
Mm-hmm.
And you make your way in to what appears to be a feast hall. Two long lines of matted rushes extend down the center of this chamber. Between them rest large round baskets meant to act as serving platters. Scraps of leftover bones, insect carapaces, and tangled roots lie scattered along the walls. And there are boggards in here. 8 of them.
Wow.
Oh shit, wow.
Yeah. Not great.
Not great.
No.
Do they notice you? Let me find out when I roll. They absolutely don't! That is a nat 1.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
You see all these boggards like laughing and chanting with each other. They're like gorging on like insect pieces. Like they're sloppily eating dragonflies, swamp fruits, and a hunk of red raw meat. And they don't seem to notice you guys as you kind of like start stealthing around the sides. You could easily get a good sneak attack on them if you wanted to. Or you could go past them altogether. Well, you start going past them. Garum starts slowly swimming towards him with eyes full of hatred. And I think Alden grabs him by the scruff of the neck and pulls him back in.
Yes.
Yes. Please. Don't leave him unattended.
No, not this guy.
Yeah.
You're all very silent as you continue making your way. How you did that is beyond me. I think you probably stayed submerged in the water.
Yeah, we swam through.
You come to a break. The sort of cave splinters off in two ways now. To the south or to the west. Which way are you guys going to go?
Oh boy, Southwest, my favorite airline. let's go south?
Okay.
Question mark?
you continue going to the south. This seems to be some sort of barrack. Reed curtains hang over the two exits from this cavern. Soggy sleeping mats line the western wall, while tree wooden dummies decorated with bits of carapace shells stand to the east. And you see more boggards who are attending to more of those croot creatures. Which is not great. And let's see if they notice you.
Let's see.
What?
I...
What?
I just rolled another nat 1?
Okay.
Hey, oh, roll 20, you good?
God. Shit, man.
You enter here and you, like, stop. And you see the boggards are, like, tending to the croots. And just as you're entering, one of the croots kind of, like, lashes out and, like, bites into the boggard and eats it.
What?
And the other's like, ah, shit. There's, like, 13 boggards in this... Well, 12 now. 12 boggards in this room. and they're all kind of freaking out because one of them got eaten. Like, just fucking gobbled up whole. One of these guys got too confident. And he's just fucking gone. This giant amphibious chameleon thing is fucking munching on some frog's legs. And Garuma starts, like, floating closer towards them again. What do you guys do to stop him this time? Who's on Garuma?
I cover his mouth and I fucking pick him up. It's a gross sensation on my hand, but I'll deal with it.
You feel his tongue? It's ugh.
Ugh.
I know.
But regardless, you can either...
He's holding him like a person holds like a big fat dog.
You can either move down to the south past these guys or backtrack.
Past him.
You swim past him into the back, deeper into the cave, and where you are now.
I like to think instead of actually being stealthy, we're just walking through and they just don't see us.
Each time they continue, like, oh, sheer luck, something's happening to completely distract them.
Either that or they just don't fucking care. Which is so funny.
And this is apparently an important room. Two passageways lead into this large cavern area, with another exiting to the southwest. The vaulted ceiling rises nearly 15 feet high towards a leather flap leading outside. A skull-decorated throne of leather and lashed wood rests against the eastern wall, flanked by two torches emitting a cold white light. And sitting on his throne, you see a boggard.
Him?
So he's got, like, some kind of fancy-looking face paint on, gems decorate a necklace around his neck, and he's got a human skull, or a humanoid skull, on a stick with feathers poking out of it. He's got mud, like, a mud-packed, suit, and he's really warty, his tongue kind of flickers, and he's, like, got a big fat head with big fat teeth, and he is currently... in front of a couple of other boggards who are kind of like groveling before him.
Yeah, me too.
On a muddy little bank.
There's like a lot going on here.
Yeah.
Olin sees this and is like, yeah, alright.
And
it's a lot to deal with.
This guy, who you assume must be Sopoko, says to them,
"You have been chosen by Gorgunta to be this month's lucky winner."
And the boggart is like, yay!
Oh no.
You must go to the south and find the foes that we so seek and bring their skulls to me. I am sure that you won't fail where everyone else has already failed.
And the boggart's like, yeah, that makes sense. And now we're going to roll to see if these guys see you. Don't fuck me.
Another nat one. Another nat
Don't
one.
Don't fuck
another
me.
Nat one. Another nat one.
Nat one. Nat one. Nat
yeah!
one.
No, there is no oh way. There is no way. There is.
Oh my
there
god.
There is no way.
God.
Yeah.
Okay. No. Something is fucked
up. It happened.
Oh.
my god.
Well, there it
so
is.
So I want y'all to know, Derry rolled 4 nat ones in a row, and then a 14, a 9, and now a 3.
No, you know what? Yeah, sure. Apparently this was a legitimate roll.
Yeah, it's so rare.
Okay. Oh okay. Sepoko doesn't notice you. He is busy telling these guys to grovel.
This is gonna be so easy. I can just fucking do it. Do it, Ritz. What are you waiting for?
I'm not waiting for anything. Derry, can I do it?
Would you like to cast sleep on him?
Yes. I need a will save. Okay.
So you're going to cast sleep on these guys. You guys are going to be using your stealth as the initiative modifiers. I guess we are technically entering combat. Okay, so...
They just fucking walked in.
What did everyone roll for their stealth earlier again?
25.
21.
Also 25.
Okay, so if you guys want to be silent and let Iker go first, you can...
Oh yeah, Alden is like, Alden's yeah. Like, go ahead, man.
I'm begging you.
So you will miss your round, your turn.
Yeah.
That's okay.
This is fine.
All of Alden's stuff is like fighting, so...
I cannot believe that Sepoko literally won that one. I'm so mad.
They just walked in!
You guys literally just walked in.
We just walked
in. Surely it can't be that easy. It's that easy. Iker, it is your turn. The others gesture silently as they wait for you to cast Sleepy Snoozy Time.
Yes. And I do.
And he rolls a 24.
And he doesn't save.
Does that just straight up put him unconscious?
He's unconscious for a minute.
For 1 minute, okay. Fuck. Yes. This is not going how I had hoped this would go.
Sometimes things just happen, Derry. Like rolling four nat ones in a row.
You weren't prepared for how epic we were.
The Boggarts also all did get a nat one on their perception as well, because I did roll two more nat ones. Which means it is Garum's turn.
Oh my god. My god.
And Garum is going to swim forward. Actually, no. I think he's not going... You still have one action, yeah. That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Iker, you have one action left. You see your room is eyeing up these guys. What do you do?
Can I fucking diplome a team member?
Yes. He is friendly towards you, or at least you hope so. So you can make a request against him to be like, hey, dude, stop that.
Cool. I sure hope he is.
Fuck, I rolled a 20.
That's enough. He's a level 2 creature. Okay.
He looks at Groom and is like, don't kill them. Don't. We have plans. Groom, don't do it. Stops. Okay? Thank you,
Groom. It's Groom's turn, and he turns to you and says, well, what am I supposed to do, huh? We came here to get his head, And he turns, and then he looks, and the Boggarts turn around now. The ones who are still awake. The Boggarts, who were talking to Sepoko, they are aware of your presence now. They turn around, they're like, ah! But they're kind of like fumbling around. They also did roll that nat one, so they're very surprised. Garum is going to make his way past them towards Sepoko, and he starts like just kind of like kicking him. Just fucking kicking his shit.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, as long as he's not killing him.
He's not trying to kill him. I think he's just, like, taking out his frustration on him.
Let him live out his revenge fantasy.
Yeah. He's like, ah!
Sure, I guess.
He's hurting someone, but he's not killing him. It's alright.
So, as he's unconscious,
This is kind of fucked up.
It is kind of fucked up. He's having fun. And he's laughing a little bit. But that's all he's really gonna do. He's not, like, viciously trying to wake him up, or, like, he's not viciously trying to, like, hit him. He's just kind of, like, nudging him with a toe and laughing and standing on the throne and trying to take away his, like, fancy headgear.
Yeah, that's fair.
Which is great. It is the Boggart's turns now. And, don't worry about it. The Boggarts turn around and they see you. They've lost one action because they took a second fumbling around in horror. And they are all going to start croaking real loud at you. So everyone has to make me a will save to not be scared as shit as these guys start ribbiting as loud as they possibly can. You know, calling for help and stuff.
Yeah. 32.
Okay, you're... Whatever, dude. It's fucking nodding to you.
I like to think that whenever something like...
22.
22. You pass, Dave.
20? No, 33.
Oh, that's another crit success, yeah. So Casca and Ikka kind of just stare at each other. Well, Casca doesn't stare. Alden,
you can still stare.
Just shrug. It's nodding to you. However, they're all going to rush up and start attacking you. And you can hear movement to the rooms up north as they're starting to be aware of your presence, which is not great necessarily.
No.
Finally.
They all try hitting you with their tongues, by the way. And that is a 25 to hit against you, Ikker.
Oh god, 25?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, that is then going to be a 23 against Alden.
Nope.
Lastly, a 28 against Casca.
No. So close.
So close.
So close.
It is Sopoko's turn. And Sopoko, kind of stirs in his sleep as he hears, these froggy noises around him. And he wakes up and he's like, huh? What?
It's been a minute?
No. He was woken up by the loud croaking noises.
Oh, okay.
He looks around and he's like, huh? And he sees Garum and he's like, huh? And he sees you guys and he's like, huh?
Hi.
Hi.
And Garum's like, I'm here for your throne, motherfucker. And Sopoko's like, no, I'm not giving you my throne. Get the what the fuck? and he raises his staff and he's like, Boggarts of Umbotu, the heretic and extremely violent criminal Garum, is back for my throne. We must dispose of them for the glory of Gorgunta. She would want that. Gorgunta would want that. And the Boggarts start croaking. And people are definitely on their way. Which is not great.
Fuck.
Oh yeah, fuck is right. Sopoko is going to pull out a weapon. And it is a Morning Star.
Love those.
Except it is kind of steaming, and you're like, oh god, that looks really hot. But then you look closer and you realize, oh, it's in fact very, very cold.
Neat.
And Sopoko is going to try hit Garum.
No.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is pretty fair.
That's what he gets.
That is a 21 to hit Garum. Which is a hit. And that is 16 damage. Which is not great for Garum.
No, it's not.
No.
Yeah, Garum is like decked backwards, and he's like, ah! But Sopoko seems less interested in him. He points at Garum and says, get rid of him! And because he rolled a nat 1, that is his turn. But Sopoko is awake now, and Alden It is your turn, and you can tell that Sopoko is a little bit stronger than the other bothers. Just a little bit.
Alden?
For one thing, he seems even slightly competent.
Scary.
Alden's gonna... Okay. He already had his sword out because they were already prepared to, like, fight, right?
Yes.
Okay. Alden looks at, Sopoko.
Okay.
Do we need to kill him? Do we need to kill him, Iker?
Garum is like, yes, you do!
No, we don't need to kill him. Just, like...
He seems very intent on trying to kill you, in all fairness.
Oh.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe incapacitate him?
Well, what if you didn't kill the others, and I fought this guy until he passes out? and then
it sounds
Alden
good.
Looks at looks back at Sopoko, and he's gonna hunt target.
Okay, you're hunting him. Your eyes settle on him, and you're like, yes, this is the man I'm going to arrest.
It's literally Alden's life. and then he is going to move past the bogger. He pushes him out of the way.
Okay. The bugger just goes, ah! As you push past him.
and then he's going to attack. Is there a way that I can specifically attack non-lethally?
I don't think you can non-lethally attack him with a sword, is the problem.
You can hit him with the blunt end. Not the blunt end, like the actual, like, side
the
of
flat the... end.
The flat end. I mean, yeah, fuck it, sure.
I know that in 1E...
You've done it before, so...
I know that in 1E...
Yeah, I would say that you have a... minus two to hit when you are trying to be non lethal.
Okay, that's fine. I say with a 21 to hit anyways. Fuck. I'm using a hero point.
Okay, go for it.
Sorry, I rolled a nat one and I didn't want to do that. Really? Okay, I rolled a 2 plus 18, I think. No, 19?
Don't feel good, does it? Don't feel good, huh?
Terry, are you working something out?
I'm mad. So fucking pissed. Those were legitimately four nat ones in a row. You miss.
Okay.
You like slash at him, and you know that normally this would be well, like these guys are not well trained.
Mm-hmm.
But then, as you're slicing forward. Sopoko literally bends backwards Matrix style and ducks out of your way, and then springs back up and bares some sharp, sharp teeth, and you're like, oh, he actually knows what he's doing.
Alden tightens his grip on his swords, and he's like, okay, fight me.
Because you are dual wielding, you can get another attack.
I'm gonna do that. Is that another minus two?
Yeah. So it's a minus four total. Yep.
Well, that's a 19.
19 is a miss.
Nope,
you miss
no,
him again.
I mean, No. I mean a 19
as in the physical roll.
Oh.
What is that total?
That's a 19. What's 21 minus 4?
It's a crit is what it is.
23.
Okay, yeah, you basically baseball bat him in the face. And you see like him like lose a few teeth to that. Because you did roll 46 damage.
I did.
Which you know would be enough to eviscerate a regular boggard. And then he looks back at you missing a few of those teeth with blood oozing down his face. And you're like, right, not a regular boggard. This guy's actually good at what he does. and Sopoko croaks angrily and he's like, you dare defy the will of Gogunta?
I don't worship him, so...
It's Gogunta's a girl! You can't misgender Gogunta!
No, I didn't actually... No, sorry about that.
It's okay. Let me teach you about Gogunta. For one thing, she hates people who aren't boggarts.
Alden says, you know what my god thinks? Fuck off. And also drink.
Casca, it is your turn. You can tell that, more boggarts are probably on the way. Not that it's gonna necessarily matter. The crew, however, you are a little bit more worried about.
Yeah, okay. So, can she hear from where they're gonna be coming from, or are they just coming from all directions?
sort of to the north from you. That's where the more dangerous ones. You can hear like the grunting of the croot that you passed before. The one that ate someone, for example.
Okay.
But there's more. If you want to roll perception, you can probably roll to try to figure out who else might be coming.
I'm just more worried about the crew that's more dangerous. You said to the north, right? So like
yes,
here?
From the passage that you went through before. Yes.
Okay, she's gonna take care of that real fast before she handles a boggart. She's going to cast Wall of Thorns.
I knew
on that
it.
Passageway.
And here we see Casca using Wall of Thorns the way that Mr. Paizo himself decided it was good for. Mr.
Taking
Paizo
away the one thing that I loved about that.
Mr. Paizo is currently in Redmond, Washington, rubbing his hands together and be like, yes, finally, finally.
Only because you imposed that rule on me.
A Wall of Thorns springs up between you and the crew, and you hear a voice on the other side and be like, ah, shit.
Yeah, me too, man.
She laughs, and there is a boggard right in front of her face. She can feel it.
Yes,
so
you can feel her. It's hot breath as it's trying to, like, tongue you, which is like, ew.
Oh, God, no. No.
It's like, bleh, bleh. Bleh.
Nope, stop it, please. And she is going to non-lethally use her antler spear on this thing.
So you're
going to
baseball him.
Yeah.
Okay. That's gonna have a minus two to hit. Minus two.
That's fine. That is perfectly fine. That is it. Okay, that's a 24.
24 is a hit against this guy. Roll damage.
17 damage.
Oof. Yeah, you baseball him real hard in the face.
Oh, wait, you said boggers were evil, right?
Yes.
Plus another 6.
Wow, you really baseball him. He goes as you like hit him hard. That is your turn, Iker. It is your turn. You stand sort of like at the back of the group. You see that Alan is 1v1ing Sopoko, and there's you can see that the wall has blocked off the crew from getting in. They'll probably take a little longer to actually get in here now.
Yeah.
What do you do?
You know, I'm thinking, I never use charm.
Would you like to try use charm?
I'd love to try and charm Sopoko. Sudoku, whatever.
Sopoko?
Yeah, Sopoko. So, if I charm him and it works, he can tell them to stop attacking.
Yes, you can.
And so, I need a will save.
Is that so?
It is so.
Okay, that is a 26.
No! That's a fail.
Interesting.
Iker puts his hands up and he says, why fight?
And what you see is not what normally happens when you charm people. Because Sopoko suddenly puts his hands to his head and starts shrieking.
What?
He's what? Holding his head in his hands real hard, and he's like, ah, 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 ah!
Whoa, dude. Hey, what's up? What's wrong? What?
And he just drops to his knees, and he's staring at the floor in confusion for a second.
Are you good? That doesn't usually happen.
Garum, picking up his, bat, ready to smash this guy again. When Sopoko holds up his hands and he's like, truce!
Okay, fuck.
Oh, truce! He plays, he's smiling.
Gurum smacks him in the head.
No! He said truce!
No, that's not the point of a truce!
I'm gonna see if he hits anyway. He misses completely. He actually breaks his stick off the wall and he's like, ah! And Sopoko kind of like stumbles to his feet. And he's, like, kind of staring. And he looks around at you guys and says, I've been bamboozled!
Have you?
I,
tricked me!
Who the fuck tricked who?
What?
Your demon goddess?
No! She would never betray me.
Who's she?
The Legless Lady!
Legless
what? Lady!
Hermst?
Legolas?
Garum is like, kill him!
No. We want to hear what he has to say, Garum.
Sopoko kind of looks at Garum with, like, squinting eyes, and he raises a staff, and he casts fear.
Whoa, we're all friends here! We're friends, huh?
On Garum.
Whoa, hey.
Alden doesn't stop it from happening.
Garum falls to the floor and starts screaming, and Sopoko turns to you guys and says,
I abandoned my goddess!
You abandoned your goddess.
And the other boggers who are still trying to, like, get you stop and turn, and they're like, huh? And Sopoko's like,
You treat, who are you?
I'm Alden, man.
Alden man. What a fascinating name.
Shut the fuck up, Icker. My name is Alden. It's Alden.
My name is Icker.
I'm Casca.
This is Isror.
Any point? What the fuck are you doing here? And why'd you have this guy? And Groom's like,
To be fair, we didn't know he was that violent.
We had to get rid of this guy because he kept killing people.
Yeah. Okay. We realized as soon as he would not stop talking about killing you, and we were like, we don't really want to do that. And he was like, kill. And we were like, no, man.
Yeah.
We tried to get here as peacefully as possible. He tried to attack everyone.
Yeah,
we only hit like one person, but he's still alive. Don't worry.
Yeah. We haven't killed anyone. Don't worry.
Oh, don't worry. I don't care if he kills people. It's just that he was killing people like inconveniently.
Well,
isn't it always inconveniently?
I mean, yeah, technically, yeah.
No!
Anyway.
Yes! What?
Anyways, killing and the inconvenience of being murdered aside, who lied to you? Who was this legless lady and what did she look like?
Was she green?
What? No! Well, yes, kind of. There's more. Listen, I'm not having this conversation in front of...
And, like, he points to the boggers and says, come with me into the treasure room.
All right.
And Sopoko kind of, like, waddles out. And Garum is, like, looking up and he says,
We have to banish him. He's so evil.
You what? Fucking stay here. And you don't move.
Fuck you.
He looks at Alden and he says, get the handcuffs out.
Oh shit!
Alden's like, all right.
Icker's mad,
and he pulls them out, and he's like, "This wasn't my choice. This was Icker. Icker told me to do that, and Icker is the boss, technically.
He's literally a demon cleric. He's worse than me.
Groom, you're a fucking serial killer.
I'm not a serial killer.
How many people have you killed?
Like 9."
That's...
It's not serial killing, it's losing my temper!
Excuse me,
anyways.
You're a mass killer.
Alden hands the handcuffs to Icker and walks away.
Icker handcuffs himself?
Groom looks mad. Groom looks annoyed.
Icker also looks mad and annoyed.
Dice Will Roll will return after these messages.
Hey guys, it's your favorite boy, Ritz. Derry's moving into a new place today, so I'm in charge of recording the mid-roll. So I guess you'll love that, because you kind of have to. Just like, we love you guys. And we want to give a special thanks to all our Patreon supporters. Andrew Perkins, Archfighter, Casey Corn, Eamon T, Emlyn Lair Derna, John the Book Hoarder, Jordan, King Anything, Leon, Murph, Paige Headington, Sierra, Sonia, SS66 Seeker, Susan TD, Cynical Spinstress, and Valerie. Thank you guys so much for your support. We love and appreciate you more than anything that you can ever imagine. You guys are the real ones. I will die for you now. That's one of the perks, unofficially. On Patreon, of course, is our Behind the Rolls and Blooper Reels series. Two new episodes will hopefully be coming out this week, so join us on Patreon if you want to listen to those. And be sure to join us on our lovely, 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 lovely Discord server. We love talking to you guys, and we appreciate any questions that you have, any conversation topics you want to have with us. We just love talking to you guys. We just love you guys. You want to share your Icar X Rick Gargadilly fanfiction with us? I'll hate it, but share it with us. I'll love you for it. And we'd love you even more if you told a friend about us, which would be super sexy of you, actually. I think. Ooh, is it getting hot in here? Are you telling friends about us? I can't believe it. I'm so sorry. Well, anyway, we love you guys. Kiss, kiss. Keep it rolling.
Do you want to make a podcast, but you're just not sure where to start? Do what we did and try out Anchor.fm. Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. For one thing, it's free. There's also tons of creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. It'll distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and even some places I've never even heard of. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. So yeah, you want to make a show? Go for it. Download the free Anchor app today or go to Anchor FM to get started.
We now return to Dice Will Roll.
You can see, however, Casket specifically around you, the Boggarts are kind of mumbling to each other.
Can she hear what they're saying?
Yeah, we're going to split this into two scenes. So Icar and Alden, you follow Sopoko into his little treasure cave. There's a lot of treasure in here. True to its name, it's a treasure cave.
Alden's adventure instincts, his hands are like, he's flexing his
Alden,
fists.
There is so much gold here.
He's like, he's not gonna steal shit, but he really wants to.
There's gold, there's silver, there's platinum, there's bracelets, you can see some Talden ingots, which is like gold ingots from... Gold ingots from Tal'Dor, so like fancy Britain, so you know it's expensive. Some potions. There's even like mounted on the wall like a maestro's instrument you can recognize, which has the likeness of Caden Kalen. And Sopoko kind of like frets a little bit and he says,
So what? What happened?
Well, a while ago I was out in the swamps, just doing, you know, swamp seer stuff, you know,
yeah,
how it is.
As you do.
And, essentially I... We boggards have been, in a bit of a spot of trouble lately. Man has started invading the swamps, specifically... These guys who wear tiger pelts. And they've been causing us trouble. They will take out our raiding parties. They've been starting to intrude on some of our ancient burial grounds, digging shit up. It's not good. And I was stressed, so I went for a stress walk. And I was like, God, if only there was someone, like, if only there was someone out here to help me out, you know? I was like, yeah, my fate in Gogunt has shattered, you know? Like, she's not helping me! Is Gogunt even real?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like... The Umbotu was supposed to be founded from the vomit that she spewed upon the Hooktongue Marsh.
Right.
But she wasn't answering my prayer. She wasn't smiting these people.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, well, if anyone's out there who can solve my problems, I'm listening.
Right.
And then she came.
And she is?
The Legless Lady.
Do you know any other names for her, or are you just gonna keep a pronoun gaming us?
No, that's her name, the Legless Lady.
That's literally her name?
Yes.
What the fuck?
You're not so smart now, huh? Huh?
Yeah, hey.
You know what? Go on. Go on with your story.
Anyway. She was like, I can help you. And I was like, oh, shit. Oh.
Uh-huh.
And she charmed me!
She charmed you?
Yeah!
Oh.
Man, charming someone's fucked up, dude.
Okay.
Yeah, who would do that shit?
Yeah, right? And Edgar looks at his nails.
But then she had me come back, and she was like, oh, it must be a good idea to send people down here. If there must be some imaginary foe here that you have to destroy. And I was like, yeah, that makes sense, that tracks. And I start sending people out here. And then they died every time. I was like, oh, I should send someone else. And now we've got like 40 boggarts left?
Stop sending them out.
Well, I'm gonna stop now.
Well, he was charmed into it, Icar Chief.
That's true.
Okay, so this...
I've been fucked!
So this
You
lady,
have been a little bit fucked.
So this lady charmed you into just sending your boggarts down to get killed.
Yeah!
That's... Okay. I guess that's...
He holds up and says, you're adventurous, right?
Yes.
I do consider myself one, yes.
I want revenge.
It's fair.
Oh boy.
I'm...
What is with boggarts and revenge?
We love revenge! It's great! Don't you guys, like, when someone, like, fucks you over in a minor way, don't you just want to kill them?
In a minor
way? No.
No. I mean, like, in
only a...
Only a if
fucking
they,
major way. What?
If they fucked me in a major way,
you?
Like, I'd kill them.
No, but, like, I tried to kill Garum because he... It's definitely because he killed other people that I banished him.
Yeah, was that, like, warranted? Like, I'm still, on the fence. What happened?
Yeah, no, I banished him because he killed people. You guys hate people who kill people, right?
I mean,
well, people who kill people for no reason.
Yeah, no, it was a tantrum. He was having a tantrum, so he killed people. Anyway.
He fucked up. He's going to jail.
Yeah, great. Anyway, listen. I'm ashamed that I fell under the control of this spirit Naga. That's what she is, a spirit Naga. You know? You know what those are? Yeah, they're scary. They're snake people.
Oh.
Sneeple.
Yeah!
Really?
Sneeple.
And I want you to bring me her head. So that we can...
I don't know about her head.
No, bring me her head. I want her head. And
we'll
if you can do
it.
That, no, if you can do that, you know what? And he picks up, like, some of the tall ingots, and he's like, I'll give you these! And,
Icarit looks at Alden.
And we'll stop attacking travelers who come true here. We'll let them pass.
Deal!
Alright.
Sound good?
Sounds great, deal!
I mean, that's what we came here for.
Casca, you are outside.
Yes.
You hear the boggarts are kind of mumbling to each other. And they're like, hey, did Spoko, like, you heard that, right? Like, he said that he was having, like he got charmed? He's, yeah. Is that why he's been acting so weird? Yeah, he hasn't sacrificed anyone in, like, weeks.
Huh?
That's so sad. I miss it when he, like, just picks people at random and chucks them into the fire and drains them of their blood.
I'm sorry, what?
Huh? Oh, yeah, hi. We're just talking about how Sopoko hasn't really been doing his bit as, like, the cleric of Gogunta recently. He's just kind of not been draining people of their blood and burning them alive and then eating them. It sucks.
I see. I mean...
Okay.
I mean, if he's been charmed, then yeah, he
yeah.
would just not go into his normal,
I think, yeah,
ways.
I hope he hasn't abandoned Gogunta completely.
No, I'm sure after he hasn't been charmed, he hasn't left completely.
Yeah, and like, one of the boggers puts like a sticky hand on your tie cask and says, You think he's gonna go back to his normal ways and, you know, go back to killing people, like, every Friday?
Cask is sweating. I mean, if it's for his... I mean, if it's for your deity, and he snapped out of it, I'm sure he'll come back around.
Yeah, yeah, you're right, lady, you're right! And they all start croaking to each other. They're real happy. You really cheered them up.
She made them happy. Meanwhile, Casca is like,
Garum is like in the back, and he's staring at you, Casca. He's kind of like nodding and he's like, come on, get up. Get over here.
Wait, what?
you can't see him.
Standing there busy with the bogs croaking happily, and she's just like, I can hear something. I can hear something else.
Garum sighs and is like, Casca, get over here.
Oh, okay. And she carefully walks over to where she heard the voice.
So, Garum is like, okay, hi, Casca. Casca.
Hello.
Don't let Iker and Alvin see me. Okay? Don't let Iker and Alvin see me talking to you.
I think I'm standing right in front of you and blocking your view, I think.
Excellent. Cool. No, we got off on the wrong foot.
Yes, you've killed many people unnecessarily.
Oh, come on. Every bogger does that. That's what we do. My kill streak isn't even that good. Okay. I'm a little bit over the top sometimes, but that's because I've got bad anger issues, okay?
Which we should probably work out.
I'll really work it out in jail. That'll just make me pissed off even more. Listen.
Okay. Listen. There are other ways besides jail.
Like giving me what I want. Exactly. We're on the same page here, Cass.
Just tell me what you want.
You let me... become the king of the boggards.
Hold on, I have to go.
Is that the lawnmower? If you let me become the king of the boggards, like, give me, you know, go through the original plan with Mbotu and, you know, fucking shit up.
Mm-hmm.
I can promise that I will make sure that the boggards stop worshipping Gogunta and stop being evil, mostly. I consider myself less evil. I'm prone to violent outbursts and head smashing when I'm really upset.
Uh-huh.
But listen, you've seen my work. You know I can run a kingdom.
5-foot plot of land.
That was the reason why you were banished.
You saw that I ran a kingdom. Me and my slurk live happily there. I can definitely manage this. And you know what? I never killed my slurk. I never killed him once.
But you'd kill the boggarts.
Well, the boggart will do that anyway with his ritual sacrifices.
Oh my goodness. Can she sense motive, this guy?
Yeah, sure. Go for it. Roll perception. He's very low level, so it's not gonna...
Okay, well, it's 13 plus 18, so 21?
21, yeah.
No, wait,
he's
31.
Definitely... He's telling the truth. He's, like, fucking shitting himself. He doesn't want to go to jail. And he really does think that he'd be a better leader than Sopoko. That's what he thinks, at least. You can tell from this... Yeah, he's violent as hell. But also, like... From what the other guys were saying, it sounds like Sopoko, once he gets better, will resume being extremely evil. So you're kind of faced with a choice. You could either give it to someone who's probably not a great leader, but would potentially be less likely to, you know, murder people super bad if he had a chance, and also someone who's likely to ally themselves with you. However, Sopoko, when, you know, Alden Acre come back, has also promised that he will stop attacking people, but that's not great news for the boggarts, because more boggarts will start to get sacrificed again. you're in a pretty... It's a moral dilemma.
It sure is.
What an interesting trap I've confined.
You've fallen into my trap.
Casca turns to Garund and she's like, "So, about the merchant deal that we had, about the merchants that we had to make sure don't get attacked anymore.
Mm-hmm.
If, and this is hypothetical, if we let you become leader, will that still happen?"
"Oh yeah, for sure. Listen, I wouldn't want those merchants. I would want them to come in my grand empire of boggarts. I would want outside trade. I've made a very detailed plan."
"Okay, but you won't attack them, and you will let them come to kill Sela as well."
"For sure, yes. And I will only attack them if they attack me first and trigger my rage response."
"Uh-huh. Okay. Just wanted to make sure."
"And also, I should point out, Sepoko didn't banish me because I was violent. I mean, yes, I'm violent, but Sepoko didn't banish me because I was violent. If he really thought I was that bad, he would have sacrificed me. It's because I stole his hat."
"You stole..."
"It's because you stole his hat."
"Yeah, and then he told everyone that was because I was being super violent. And okay, I'm bad, but he's been telling people that I killed hundreds of boggers. I didn't do that."
"Yeah, you said that your kill streak was, what, 9?
Yeah, it's 9. Like, and that's okay. Number 1 was because he asked to fight and I got carried away. Number 2 was because he said I had something mean about what I was wearing. He continues.
"Okay."
His voice has raised like several octaves. He's extremely anxious.
"Okay, so then he is probably telling the truth then."
Alright. So I think you guys are all able to group up again. You know that Sepoko has offered you a reward if you kill this legless lady person, and has said he won't attack people. Garum has also said he won't attack people, but he doesn't necessarily have a reward. What do you guys do? What do you say to each other?
Iker looks at Casca and he's like, "Well, he's offering us like a reward if we go and kill the lady who charmed him, so I think that's a pretty good idea. Pretty good reward."
"Yeah. I also was hearing from the boggarts and from Garund, who is having kind of an anxiety attack."
He's looked over and like Garund is like his throat is inflating he's doing the croaking thing, but he's not riveting.
He's still having an anxiety attack. A little bit. I've been told that some of the rituals that happen do in fact have to do with,
go on.
Sacrificing the boggards, burning them alive, sucking their blood, and eating them.
Iker turns to Alden. He's like, "Hey, what the fuck?"
"And, I mean, the bucket seems, like, pretty happy with..."
"Like, real quick, what the fuck?"
"Well, at least they were happy with him, with, their leader going back to his regular self, which meant going back to doing that. And Garund was telling me that there were some slight miscommunications with how he got banished."
"Why did he get banished?"
"Stole Sepoko's hat."
"What? Like, he's gay for him? What?
Fucking, what?"
"Just stole his hat."
"Oh, so, hat.
And then he lied
heart,
about,
and
like,
I was like..."
No, hat. and so... Sepoko was basically like lied about his kill streak instead of like Because you heard, Ica, that he only killed 9 people. It was exaggerated a lot more than 9 people. Like, hundreds versus 9.
Okay.
This guy just has really bad anger issues, which I understand. I also have bad anger issues, which we could work out.
You're valid as shit, Castle.
Yes.
Something that is worth noting is that the Boggards do seem content to return to murdering themselves.
Yeah, Icarus, like, but if they're fine with this, why should we do anything?
I mean, yeah, I guess.
I think it's because it'll piss off Groom.
If they just do this and they're fine with it, then should we not interfere? It's what they do, right?
Yeah. I don't know. Alden?
It's their society, isn't it?
We do live in a society.
Oh my goodness.
We do live in a society, and I mean, who are we to come in and be like, you're wrong?
I mean, that's true, yeah.
Alden is like, I don't really know what to do. Like, I don't really have a best option.
I'd love for them not to die and be sacrificed, but I'd also love not to come in and just interfere with the village like this.
Part of the reason that they had been so violent lately apparently was because of people coming into the swamps and tearing shit up looking for something. And you can kind of put 2 + 2 together to who these tiger-pelted men might be.
No, but, I'll think about it. No, I really don't! I don't know!
I know.
I'm serious.
Tiger lords. It's the barbarians, Ritz.
The barbarians. Icar, that happens in character.
Icar remembers. I don't know. Havzi Kal means tiger lords.
Yeah. He's like, and he looks at Garum. He's like, I'm sorry for handcuffing you.
It's okay.
I was being fed information. I'm still being fed information. I don't know what to digest yet.
Yeah,
all right.
You're gonna make me king.
Well, okay, we're at a groom. It's complicated.
I don't wanna be king. I don't wanna be handcuffed.
I know you wanna be king, Garum. I know. And he leans down and he like uncuffs him.
Garum goes and picks up his broken staff.
Oh.
Very sorry. He's like, I don't want to just come in here as another country and put someone in power because I think they should be in power.
Why not? I want to be in power.
Because that's wrong.
As you're all discussing, you do see that, like, the Boggards, there were more Boggards who came in, you know, they were on high alert. And then, like, they were, like, told the news, and they were like, oh. And they seem to be a little cheery. Can't wait to be murdered.
I mean, they're fine with this. If they weren't, they wouldn't be here, right?
Garum folds his arms and says, and what about me?
What if?
I want his head. You're not gonna give me his place. I want his head.
We're not gonna do that. We weren't even gonna do that to begin with.
I wanted revenge.
But I know.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. You looked cool doing it. Looked real badass.
Okay, you know what?
Chin up, King.
I have.
All right. What is it?
I will. Go home, back to my kingdom.
Okay.
on one condition.
What's the condition?
When you're getting whatever reward you get for this legless lady ting, you also take his hat.
You know what, Groom? You've got a deal. And he holds out his hand for
a shake. And Groom, like, bleh, and his tongue, like, splats into your hand.
No. Oh.
He shakes it.
Hold on.
He gets up and he goes to Alden and he wipes it in his shirt.
Alden bats his hand away and he's like, I'll fucking kill you, man.
Are you afraid of being friends with Groom? Is that what you're saying? Shit, man.
Are you afraid of diplomacy? I'm not afraid of diplomacy, you idiot.
Shake my hand, dude!
Fucking...
Oh my god.
Why don't you give me the...
Come on, bro! Other hand. Iker spits on his other hand and holds it out.
You guys move out.
Casca! She's bullying me!
What? You wanna shake my hand?
You guys, return to the Udders. You come out, and make your way out to your whole troop. So Gresh, Birch, Hengrin, Jubilost. And they're kind of like, how did it go? Says Gresh.
Well,
complicated.
No one died.
No one died.
No one died.
Yeah.
No one died.
That's very interesting. All right. Fuck it, right?
I mean, yeah.
Fuck it, right?
What's the plan? Is it over? Are we good?
Well, there's this...
Well?
That's always a lady, huh? And he looks up at the sky and, like, nods knowingly.
Yeah, alright.
Excuse me?
What? What?
Anyways,
knowing what?
There's a lady, and she's, legless. Charmed the leader of the village of Boggarts into sending his people down to go die.
Jubilos is like, fuck, that's really messed up. And Groom says, Boggart, go die.
Yeah, okay.
Fuck.
Anyways.
It's been an hour.
Alden's like,
truth die.
Okay, so he said he was down to like 40 boggarts left in the village, which is not a lot. And
no, it really is not. Shit.
So from where you are, you were told that it is, for fuck's sake, sorry.
It's okay.
It is to the east.
Okay.
So, closer to Kilsella. Do you want to go that way?
Yes.
Yes. Are you going straight east, or are you going to go alongside the side of the lake? See Lake Hooktongue itself a little closer? Or are you going to go directly towards
it? Yeah, let's take the scenic route.
Okay, yeah, so you want to take the scenic route, or do you want to take the less scenic route?
Yeah. Scenic route.
Scenic sounds nice.
I want to see the lake with my bros.
You guys, it is about the afternoon now, so you guys are able to make your way towards Lake Hooktongue. And it is really a gorgeous lake. It's a long one. You would estimate that it is about four times the size of St. Gilmore. Mostly in length, not so much in width. It travels from the north to the south and meanders a little bit. As you get to Lake Hooktongue itself, you can see that the place has been, like, not ravaged recently, but, like, certainly there has been a lot more human activity around here recently. The deep, murky waters of Lake Hooktongue make up the largest body of water in the Stolen Lands, and serve as the heart of the Hooktongue Slough. Countless minor rivers and streams wind through the swamp into this lake, the surface of which is usually rather calm and serene. The lake itself seems to be deep. I want you guys to roll me society.
Okay, I have that. Mm-hmm. It's a plus 20. So let's see.
22.
24.
That's a 9 plus 12. So, 23.
Okay. So you all know of Lake Hooktongue's sinister reputation. Many believe it to be the lair of an ancient water worm named Hooktongue, the same creature that gives its name to both the lake and the surrounding swampland. It's supposed to be an immense black snake with jaws strong enough to carry a bear and a back decorated with razor-sharp fins. You also know that Hooktongue hasn't been spotted for nearly a decade, so make of that what you will.
It's the Loch Ness Monster.
Yes, quite literally.
Cool. I love her. You will.
As you're sort of moving, you can see that there are, like, are animals. You actually spot some crocodiles in the water. Every once in a while you see the shimmer of, like, a giant eel. And at one point you actually see a freshwater elasmosaurus, which is cool as hell.
Ooh. Icar dares Alden to wrestle a crocodile.
I'm not gonna wrestle a crocodile,
Icar. Gresh immediately comes forward and says, "My Duke, I would sincerely suggest you don't do that. The blood caimans of the Hooktongue," and, like, yeah, like, he just gives you a lecture about crocodile safety.
I was joking, Gresh, it's okay.
You must never joke about water safety, Icar Eteocles.
All right. Jesus.
See you guys got down it. There.
I'm gonna kill you.
Stop it.
Shut the fuck up. I'm so mad at you. That is not explicitly saying I jumped.
Anyway, you guys move back a little bit towards towards this place that you were sort of told, and eventually you do find something. An immense mound of fallen trees and logs lie in a jagged line, forming a scar of decayed plant matter created over the course of decades by various river currents. Nearly 500 feet long and 40 feet high, this swamp is known locally as the Swamp Scar. And, you know, Gresh kind of informed you that. The mound of vegetation is riddled with burrows and nooks, and it is within these hollows that the Scar's dangerous denizens dwell. And,
interesting.
Gresh is kind of looking around and says, "So this is where we were you were told that, this, Seppoko fellow encountered a, creature, the Spirit Naga? Mm-hmm. You must keep your eyes peeled and try not to listen to her honeyed words."
I don't think I'll have a problem with that.
Jubilov says, "Yeah, me neither. I'm, like, real strong. My brain's good. People don't ever charm me, ever." And,
yeah, that's totally
Birch... Jubilov looks like he could kill me. Birch pulls out a sign that says, "Okay." And,
you made us wait for it.
And Garum kind of folds his arms and says, "Boggard go."
"Boggard go." He nods.
"Die, Boggard." He folds his arms.
"No, not die."
He's still sulking.
Oh my god.
Rubs hands down his face.
And, Alden, as you're, like, kind of moving along, I think, Casca, you feel something for a second, but then, like, when you don't really react to it, you also hear a and that's all you feel.
I mean, okay, I guess.
You do hear someone going at you.
Who's Chung?
However, Alden, a few seconds after Casca hears it, you do feel something.
He looks around.
You see a face.
Whose face?
In one of the holes in the plant matter beneath you.
This hole was made for me.
It's actually creepy as shit because you're looking down and you look down and in the floor you see a hole with someone's face in
what
it.
What the fuck?
Like staring up at
you. Alden says out loud, he goes, what the fuck?
What? Oh shit, what the fuck?
Alden, you are staring into this person's eyes. She is a pretty lady. And then she snakes out of the hole, quite literally. As in, she is a face, and then as she pulls out a hole, you see that she is actually a serpent.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's why she has no legs.
And she pulls out a hole, and Gresh's like, ah! And like the other's like, ah! And Alden, you are staring into her eyes.
Oh,
and
boy.
She's like, uh-oh. Hello, dear. What's your name?
Hi. Does it matter?
Well, I'm just trying to be polite. My name is N'Gara. What brings you here? Ikar and Casca, you two are probably, like, arming yourselves, ready to be like, what the fuck? You don't feel that bad. It could be worse.
Ikar's like, he puts his hands around his mouth as if he's gonna shout. He's like, Alden, remember, bros before hoes!
Alden's like, oh yeah, bros before hoes, and he pulls out his sword.
I'll make me a will save real fast.
You like that?
I just rolled a nat 20, bitch.
What the fuck?
Yeah, you pull out your sword and like don't even shrug. You're like, no. I'm not into people who like are snakes.
Alden's like, oh, she doesn't even have a body. It's just tail.
You're trying very hard not
she has
to
a
say.
Body, it's just a snake.
You tried very hard not to say.
Punch! I'm punching you. No, don't talk about my bisexuality.
You pull out your swords and she like blinks at you and says, what's wrong? Are we not among friends? And she turns around and looks at all of you and says, don't you want a friend?
No, I kind of just want people to stop attacking my city and my country, so.
She exhales and says, you must be the ones behind Sepoko leaving me, huh? He and I were such good friends, and you took him away from me.
I really don't think that's the case.
I'm really looking for someone else to replace him, but...
You'll find love,
if
man.
You refuse to take his place, you shall take his place in my stomach. Alongside all those other boggarts he sent.
I am super.
You ate them?
War, man. I am super, super duper not in divorce.
And she sort of rears back, and suddenly there's like a frill that appears around her, like almost like a cobra, and it starts like shimmering, and she's like. She pulls. Like she starts flickering her frill and says, well. If you won't be my friends, you'll certainly have to be my guest and join me for supper.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.